well, Jacob falls in love, as the story does tell. For 7 years, he works for her dad, only in the end to find out he's been had. So 7 years later, when the work is done, Jacob and Rachel are finally one. Rachel watches her sister giving birth to men, and she prays and prays, cause she doesn't have and gives birth to Yosef. And while having Binyamin, she was cursed accidentally, and it does her in. So she's buried at Bethlehem along the way, and she looks out for her people every single day.
She cries out for her children, she cries out for us all. When redemption comes upon us, God will listen to our call. She cries out for our children, she cries out for us all. When redemption comes upon us, God will listen to our call.
One by one, they ask for us to be saved. Abraham and Isaac right down to King David. God turned them all down, saying the people are depraved. They got off the path, turned to evil ways. Rachel went on in, and God turned her down too. Then she said, I gave my life for you. I had a husband who was supposed to be all mine, but I gave my sister to him. I gave her the sign. Now I ask you, God, in the name of compromise, please save our people from this dark demise. God said to her, your righteous ways have saved the Jewish people, so they will have their day.
She cries out for our children, she cries out for us all. When redemption comes upon us, God will listen to her call. She cries out for our children, she cries out for us all. When redemption comes upon us, God will listen to her call.
Kol Amar Hashem, Kol Berama Nishma, Nehi B'chi Tamrurim. Rachel מבכה על בניה, מענה להינחם על בניה כי איננו. כה אמר השם, מניעי קולך מבכי ועינייך מדימה, כי יש שכר לגבולתך, נאום השם, ושבו מארץ אויב. So says the Lord, a voice is heard on high, lamentation, bitter weeping, Rachel weeping for her children. She refuses to be comforted for her children, for they are not. So says the Lord, refrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears, for there is reward for your work, says the Lord, and they shall come back from the land of the enemy.
So for this matriarch Rachel, it's you we salute, a role model for all, and a hero to boot. All the young ones who grow up will learn your story, how you never gave up, and how you shared your glory. You fought for what's right, you gave it everything you had. You crossed the line when you had to eliminate the bad. You took some chances and sometimes you got burned, but the lessons you gave us are sure to be learned. By everyone around you, from young to old, they'll see your insight and the steps you took to be bold. So keep crying out for God to redeem our nation. We remember what you did in every generation.
Cries out for our children. She